Are we really going to do this?
They've already been through his phone and social media, and, well, this is what he likes, so why not?
It's the least we can do. He helped me out so much since I was off sick a few times. He helped me copy his notes without question. And did you guys forget? He was the only reason I was able to keep my perfect report card all year. It would have crushed me if I didn't get straight A's.
Well then, I think we're all in agreement then. So who's gonna ask him?
Not me.
Nope.
I'm too shy.
You guys are gonna be the death of me, I swear. Alright, I'll do it when the bell rings at the end of the day and we'll lure him into the library. It's quiet and Miss Reed has a meeting for 2 hours, so the coast is clear for us. Just make sure you don't forget the items. Casey did all the research, and to mess up right at the end of our thank you would be lame. Alright, see you guys later. Hey, numbnuts, what are you doing? Going back home? Oh, no, you ain't, buddy. You're actually coming with me to the library. I know you're tired and it's the last day, but, me and the girlies, well, we thought we'd give you a special surprise for being such an angel for us. Yes, technically that means I am thanking you right now, so as much as it pains me to do this, I am incredibly grateful for how you have assisted me with my studies. Not only that, but you have shown genuine kindness and care for my friends, of whom I dearly value. So, thank you very much for all that you've done. I'll explain it when we get up there, but don't tell them I said that or they'll never let me live it down. I know it was kind of difficult at the start of tutoring me and all of that, just because I'm defensive about numbers. Dang, things don't really make sense, but, you had a lot of patience for me, which is literally 10 leagues ahead of any other teacher. Then they wonder why I can't sit still. Anywho, here's the library. May I take your back, sir? Lovely. Now, sit in this chair for us.
Don't look so shocked. Didn't she explain what we were gonna do for you? No? Oh, well, we found out you like ASMR, so as a thank you before school breaks off for the year, we are gonna sit you down and pamper you senseless. Isn't it strange it's us four here and you just happened to help us all out one way or another this year? Have you heard of the phrase, no good deed goes unpunished? I'm teasing. Huh? How did we know you like ASMR? About that.
Does it truly matter how we found out? Aren't you excited? We even brought a ton of tools with us. We thought about money first to thank you, but then I thought of giving you an experience you'll never get anywhere else, so you'll always be thinking about me. You're playing the situation in your mind over and over and over again. You're gonna love me, I mean, it, by the end of this session.
It only took us a few days to figure it all out, so really, it's our pleasure to be able to do this for you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for helping me. It was so hard to ask for help, but you didn't even hesitate. Not for me, not for any of us, nor did you judge me. I felt quite... embarrassed, but you just seem to melt away the tension and reassure us.
Shall we get started? I'll go first, since it was my lovely idea after all. You poured so many hours of research into ASMR and I found out you enjoy it. You need to be careful of your digital footprint, okay? I'm not the best at snooping, but it really wasn't too hard to match you up to your screen name. So, you like finger fluttering, huh? Have you seen all those comments on those pretty ASMR girls' videos? I have to confess I was giggling at first and learning about tingles and triggering them out of people. But then it almost became a competition. What's the best overall tingle, and why is it so successful to capture the listener's interest? Is it the wispiness of it all? Hearing it go ear to ear? You can even close your eyes if you like. We have plenty of time. The librarians wait for a meeting, you see, so we have this whole place to ourselves. You're enjoying this, right? It's a bit weird at first, but it's nice sharing this moment with you.
I can get a little more handsy at least. Did I tell you I kind of have a side hustle? Nothing weird, just I work as a masseuse. Human body actually kind of interests me. I can't do math, but I can understand that if you don't treat your body right, it gets all crunchy and then before you know it, you can't touch your toes and it hurts to stand up. Don't make this weird, okay? I'm not the best with physical touch, so this is big for me. Gotta look after yourself now, rather than later. If you keep saying tomorrow and, oh, I'll start Monday, then you're gonna wake up on Friday and it's gonna be too late. Sorry, I don't mean to scare you or give you a crisis or anything. It's just some food for thought. I used to have a horrible mentality of, it was always too late. I am telling you now, it's never technically too late. The night is young and we all have 24 hours in a day. What's that saying I heard recently? Even if you're not ready for the day, it cannot always be night. Sayings always help me to understand things just that bit better. Suppose that's why they're a thing in the first place. Hey, your shirt's kinda getting in the way. Do you mind if I unbutton the top and then pull it past your shoulders? What? You're getting embarrassed around us now? As if we aren't all hovering over you trying to get you to tingle. You're funny. Now hold still. There, I can actually feel your trap muscles now. Yikes, these are knotted up. You're lucky you managed to come across me, or this is gonna start getting real painful. I'm talking sore just from standing up, that's how intertwined these muscles are. I'm gonna try and work as a real masseuse. I still have a lot to learn, but I'm getting a part-time job over summer so I can make some pocket money. I get paid cash, too. Not too sore, is it? Alright, then enjoy.
Okay, I'll button your shirt back up.
I thought I could have some fun and measure you. I noticed there's quite a fun trend with measuring videos, so why not? What's the harm? It's kind of funny being this close to you. You always look so nervous around us. Why is that? Don't you feel, I don't know, chilled out having all of us brought together just thanks to you interactions? It's not like we haven't known you for a full year now. Kinda wish we met you sooner, you know, but things happen and sometimes people simply don't come across each other. Makes you wonder if things were different, where would we be now? I wouldn't actually know Cassie if it wasn't thanks to you technically bringing us all together. It wasn't easy since I transferred schools, but now that I have this friend group, it's technically all thanks to you. I know this goofy session could never express how happy you've made me, but if there's anything I can do for you in return, you just have to message me. Alright. Wonder if you're into the roleplay thing as well. Could you imagine me as a nurse? Time to measure these beefy biceps of yours. Don't get shy. They are bigger than all of ours combined. So no point in trying to flex now. You're supposed to be relaxed now. Knock it off.
Do you mind if I mess up your hair? Just for a little bit. I'll brush it later, I promise, and make it all neat and tidy again. It's just, I wanted to do a little scalp massage for you. What do you say? I hope you like the feelings of my nails on your scalp. My mom used to do it for me all the time when I was a younger girl, but she never does it anymore, even after begging her. I don't know why it feels so good, but it knocks me out so quickly while de-stressing me. It makes me want to cozy up into a ball and purr my face off like a little kitten. The life of a cat would be nice. Warm house, belly full of food, and you get to play whenever you want and randomly run around at 3 in the morning. Gotta get the zoomies out right in the middle of your owner's sleep, right? Do you actually take care of your hair? I'm kind of surprised. I was apprehensive at first when I was picking what to do with you, but I'm happy with my choice now. It seems like you're happy too, right? Have you gotten tingles yet? Or are you just enjoying this more as a pampering session? Either way, I don't mind. I'm just glad I can pay you back for everything you've done for me. I wasn't kidding when I said I was embarrassed to ask for help, but I don't know. I feel like I could easily come to you, and I did it. I took a shot, and I got straight A's.
I think you are enjoying that one. You want to make sure you like my ASMR the best. What's it like then, having all these girls all so up close and personal with you? I can't tell if you're fully relaxed yet. I hope you're paying attention though, putting a lot of time and effort into this for you. I hope you're noticing. I brought these little brushes to annoy you with. I could gently brush over your ears. I saw you were commenting on these girls' videos. You like dressing up roleplays. Nurses in particular. Is that what you need in your life? A cute little nurse to ask you questions and ramble away to you? I think it'll be quite easy. I could ask you everything and you can pour your heart out to me. Your name, your age, and your relationship status. Would that be so bad? You know, this doesn't have to be the only time you ever get treatment like this. If it's alright, you could do it again, maybe. You even have a sleepover with us all. You can buy us takeout as a thank you and we have a girls' night together to experiment on you. It'll be great entertainment, right? To see you blush 1,000 times over because you can't hide it. Don't worry. It's sweet and endearing. You are sweet and endearing. Just get lost and the sound and sensation of the brushes going up against your ear and gently twirling around over and over as I repeat the motion. Time for you to feel really pampered.
Well, it's kind of your choice what you'd rather I do. I can potentially give you an oil back massage. I have a bottle right here. Or I can just use lotion on your ears. It's up to you. Although, one is way easier to clean up. So, and, plus taking your top off in front of all of us. Yeah, I think you're right. Your lotion time it is. This is gonna feel hella weird at first, alright? But my hands will warm up pretty quickly, then you're getting a real massage. Is this the part where I get to ramble about how ears are actually connected to the whole body and you can release a lot of stress and tension through these bad boys? Well, say no more, sir, cause I got a whole lot of info to dump on you. Now, this might sound a bit weird, but if I'm interested in a topic, I can normally remember it word for word, so my humble explanation to you is, studies have found that ear massage is a great way to reduce discomfort caused by muscle pain. A gentle pull and rub of the earlobes stimulates the nerve endings that lead to the release of endorphins. Endorphins, the feel-good hormone, helps in relieving pain. Ear massages also help in boosting blood circulation. So, really, it's a no-brainer, right? There's still so much to do before I can think about getting qualified, but it'll be good in the end. I have a goal to work towards that I'm content and happy about. Then, once I've done that, I guess I'll make up another goal. Gotta keep myself busy, or that's when I start losing my sanity. Okay, I'll shush and try to focus on the right parts, because if I do it right, you're gonna be sleeping like a baby tonight and begging me for more. Let me wipe you down quickly. There, all clean again.
Well, since she was doing something to your ears, I can do one as well. It's just blowing, so let's hope my lungs can keep up, or it would be a bit embarrassing running out of breath on you. Well, what did you think of that? Was it all right, or was it strange? Well, if you sit still, this will work. It's kind of fun mimicking what those girls do on the screen. Hope I'm not cooling you down and giving you the shivers, though.
Well, I should probably brush out your hair now, huh? Since I did kind of mess it up earlier. Why was I off sick? Do you really want to know? It's kind of boring. Okay. I have allergies that can get quite severe, and it's kind of a knock-on effect. I can tell when it's coming, unfortunately, and it always gets worse in the summer. I think a combination of the dry heat and dehydration just attacks me. It starts with aching joints, and then before I know it, I sleep feeling yucky and then wake up and can't move without extreme agony. I get medication for it, so it's not all bad. Please don't worry or panic or anything. I just value being able to go to school because when I was much younger, I missed out on it so much. Kindergarten was a bit of a blur, and I think I only managed to make it in 2 days a week most week. I used to cry a lot out of frustration. So that's when I could finally get back. I tried so hard. I want to excel and prove to myself I can do it. I was so behind. It was hard coming back and missing last week's lesson, and the teacher wouldn't quite give me extra help. I'd have to go home and watch videos, and unfortunately, my mom was working, so it's not like after shift she'd be eager to teach me. I understand now. My life is very tiring. Sorry. I'm rambling. Let me continue with this. Don't want to break you down, and this is supposed to be a nice little session for you.
Well, that was it. That's us all done. You look like you were falling asleep during that last one. Momo's just good like that, huh? So, I guess I will say on behalf of us four, we are truly thankful to have crossed paths with you and for you to dedicate your time to helping each one of us. I mean, technically, we have your number, so why not over the holidays we hang out sometime? If not, I'll organize it, because those three are so shy to ask for anything these days. So, yeah, your bag's here. I can't believe I'm doing this. In my defense, it was Casey's idea. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for your help.
The pleasure is truly all mine. See you soon.
Thanks.